It's been a tough old job trying to uphold the idea of ethics in recent years. I won't even start on the damage that the current American president has done as he invents obvious untruths, hammers at them, and then changes his mind. The real damage has been done on our own shores, and possibly on those much sung about white cliffs of Dover, as we peer across the English Channel and view not perfidious Albion, but those supposedly perfidious folk on the landmass of continental Europe. Brexit has become our own Trumpian downfall. My old friends at the Institute of Business Ethics define their mission as the application of ethical values to business behaviour. But both behaviour and ethical values have gone out of the window, as enormous economic lies are and were paraded as truth in the Brexit debate both before the referendum and since. For decades, business has held as a universal truth the idea that avoiding reputational risk at all costs is at the heart of keeping the show on the road. But the politicians have allowed the reputation of the economy they represent to plunge lower as, at best, indecision and at worst, deceit makes it ever harder to take anything seriously. Every day brings another set of wild claims on either side, and each side becomes more and more inflexible and set in its implacable ways. We are beset by a pincer movement. The enormous damage to business that Brexit is doing has become intertwined with the lack of ethics displayed in what politicians on all sides have been saying. The results have been dismal. I suppose this could easily have been predicted. Politicians, at best, have a natural tendency to only look forward over a 5-year cycle to the next election. Long-term infrastructure projects, for example, are always doomed to drift. The interminable debates over Brexit suck the life out of everyone. The listening figures for news programmes in the mornings plunge. Figures for classical music stations providing solace and hope soar. I have enormous sympathy for those poor, deluded souls who voted on the basis that leaving the EU would be a simple process, concluded within a week, a bit like leaving a golf club. But the pincer movement is having a poisonous effect. The transparent lack of ethics on the political side coincides with the chronic instability of business and the economy generally. And the collapse of ethical behaviour in what is being said by the more vocal politicians starts to bleed into the business culture. The foundations for future efforts in the business world are weakened. The fond hopes from the likes of the Institute of Business Ethics that the result of their work will be behaviour guided by values comes to resemble fantasy.